It's a beautiful morning.
Barcelona, welcome to Thursday in English Radio on RKB 106.9 FM. I'm Virgil, still and always. Now, many of us dream of having our own businesses, and many here in Barcelona have already done it. However, having an office often can be as much of a limiting factor as it is a good one. We have a space that ties us down physically and financially, limiting our wanderlust and opportunities to just focus on the business. But to join us today are two entrepreneurs, who've come up with a creative solution to these problems. Linda Claire Puig, founder of Swap My Office, and Barbara Beatrice Lavitola, responsible for the Spanish and Italian marketing of Swap My Office. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, firstly, tell us, what is Swap My Office?
Swap My Office is a global community of entrepreneurs, professionals, remote workers who exchange homes and or offices with each other.
Okay, and the idea behind this is to what?
The idea is twofold. The first one is to get out of the norm, get out of your everyday four walls that you see year after year after year, and go someplace new and work from there. And I say work from there because most of us can go on vacations for a week or two, but if we want to stay somewhere longer and explore it and explore ourselves in that space, then we need to stay for a little bit longer. And if we stay for longer, then we need to be working.
Ideally, yes.
Right.
Now, why do you believe Swap My Office provides a unique service versus traditional co-working or business incubator spaces?
For sure, the main difference is that swapping for your freelance fellows is free. So you can stay anywhere in the world and for how long you have agreed on for free. The small membership we charge is to keep the platform going. So IT maintenance, advertising campaigns, and so on. So it's also a more intimate service. As with swapping, we'll develop a warm friendship with the person he's or she is swapping to.
Okay.
And also, the scope is different. The main aim is of a co-working or an incubator space is to get a revenue out of the space they rent. So my office goal is to connect freelancers from all over the world and make them working as they were on holidays.
Okay, so it's almost a lifestyle thing that you're really coming out with, that you're kind of building around a business model.
You know, for a while now, for a decade or decade and a half, we've been able to work remotely from almost anywhere. Mm. And it's only now that that's occurring to a lot of people that I can do that too. And so, yes, we are definitely enabling a lifestyle.
I think that makes some sense. You know, I've had some friends who've come over and have spent a month or so here in Barcelona just to see if they can still run their businesses back in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And they're discovering, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good idea. We'll be back to talk more with our guest right after this.
Saturday Well, I'm working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
That was Working in the Coal Mine by Harry Connick Jr. Well, as the song suggests, many of us are caught up in the drudgery of work. Now, what kind of escape can Swap My Office offer someone looking to exit the 9-to-5 workday?
So, Swap My Office offers the entire world to escape to. With Swap My Office, our freelancers can now keep on working for their clients, but actually be living in a new city with a lot of new leisure opportunities. That we live as a local, it means that even going to the post office, it will be like something new and to enjoy. So everything, even the smallest thing, will be a new challenge to be proud of. I just remembered when I was in the UK swapping, just going to the post office was a challenge to me. So it was kind of pretty new, and I was going to the post office.
Right.
I'm just walking the streets of Barcelona is exciting to me. I mean, there's something that happens when you are out of your ordinary existence. Everything becomes new and exciting and interesting, and that translates to your whole life, and I think it translates to your business as well.
Well, yeah, the idea of discovery, of curiosity, is something that should be part of your business life, because you're going to have new ideas and be able to look at things in different ways and say, how can I monetize that?
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, if you choose a country where there's a client of yours, you can visit the client. Mm. You have always been talking to the client by email or by phone. So you can meet the client physically, personally, and for sure you will need no business card to be remembered. So it's good. And you,
it is a good
would
thing.
Be a good impression.
Now, part of your marketing strategy, you know, you emphasize, and I'll quote, that travel forges connections, inspires transformation, and builds empathy. Do you see that these qualities are lacking today?
Yes, we do think so. Nowadays, people meet less and less. Business meetings can be carried out by video and audio conferencing. Most of the communications are by email. I wish email were not free, actually, because I think that we do receive too many emails. There's almost no human, really real human communication, but and it's harder and harder today to speak to a person as there was the Pope, you know, on the phone also. And you are always asked to drop a line by email. I'm talking to a person. Okay, drop me a line. Oh, come on, we are talking just 30 seconds more. So, and not to mention the 5G in a few years. So the 5G will be available to anybody. It means very fast communication. So pay attention. Everything will change, in my opinion, as everything changed with smartphones. So it means that nowadays connections on social networks, for example, are many. Many people have many, many friends, many connections, but actually in person, they don't know each other's. So, and with Swan My Office, we want to give entrepreneurs the possibility to keep working, but also building their human relationships with their colleagues. So it's something different, not just connections, but to build relationships.
Now, Linda, when you talk about this, you know, the fact that we are having these qualities that are lacking, how does it play out negatively? I mean, obviously, you know, Barbara just talked about the email overload and glut that we have here, mm-hmm. but how can we really utilize the human interaction better than is being done today?
Well, I find that anybody who travels and has spent some time in another culture comes back with more understanding of the human nature and of other cultures. And I think that's really critical in our country, in our world today. To build those pathways of empathy and understanding between countries, between people, between cultures. And so to me, that's a really important piece of this. I also know that people have lifelong dreams to travel, to live in exotic, what they consider exotic places because they've never been, maybe even outside of their state or whatever. And I think that these kinds of personal transformations also create capacities within us to be better humans.
I would agree with that because, again, when I started my career, you know, quite a few decades ago in the United States, the idea of doing international business was something very strange and foreign. You know, America's big enough. You know, we can sell here. And I was one of the few people who said, no, I think there's some opportunities. And so whenever there's a chance to go out of the country, you know, I've raised my hand. Yeah, I can go.
Yes.
No problem. But the thing is that, you know, looking at some statistics we saw last year, in America, there's only about 36% of Americans who actually have a passport, and only 60% of those actually have used it to go out of the country.
Yeah.
So how do we... How do you, as a business person, encourage people to be able to take that step and be able to utilize, you know, say, Swap My Office to be able to do something you haven't really dreamed about doing before?
I think I mainly want to make the opportunity available to them. It's not in, although you might call me proselytizing from time to time, because I do believe in the value of travel, and that is certainly built into our marketing of the site. I'm not going to be talking to anybody who's not already there in their mind, right? If they're not already thinking, how can I do this? I'm probably not their person, right? So,
well, that kind of leads to the other question I was thinking about. You know, obviously you're appealing to people who like to work virtually or work from a remote basis, but not everybody has the fortitude or the discipline to do that, which is why, you know, incubators and all of that have been successful because they've got somebody there to hold your hand and make you feel good. Now, how can your program provide a sense of support for people to do that, to proselytize and encourage them to utilize your service?
I think in a couple of different ways. One is that the site is there for you to exchange homes and or offices. When Barbara first had the idea, her focus was a little bit more on swapping specifically offices. When I had the idea, my focus was a little bit more on swapping specifically homes that had good office capacities in them so that I could go and spend time there. And so we actually offer both. If you were just exchanging homes, let's say in Barbara's case, at the time she was dating a gentleman who's now her husband. And he lived in Madrid and she lived in Barcelona, and she wanted to be able to go and work there for a month, but she was going to stay with him. Right?
I'm sure he hopes so.
And in Barcelona, I'm running a translation agency right in the center of Barcelona. Mm-hmm. And in my office, we used to have one desk free. So I was looking at that desk, I'm paying rent to stay here. Very expensive rent, as we are in Balmes. And it's free, it's empty. And then I have to go to Madrid and I don't have a space to stay.
Yeah.
Isn't it incredible? And I'm paying money. So why, if I invite somebody from Madrid here and I stay there? So
okay, it made some sense.
But then the other...
The idea came out from a need. A need I had.
Yeah.
So out of that need, I wanted to create an opportunity.
Okay.
And for me, it more came from desire, a desire that I had to travel. So,
okay.
So we cover both. But the other thing I wanted to mention is that, so for example, right now here in Barcelona, I have a month-long co-working contract, right? I'm spending time at a co-working space because I like to do that. I like the buzz of the atmosphere.
Right, right.
So that's kind of referring to the people that you talked about who may not want to be in their homes working all by themselves. So fine. However, because I'm still connecting with my team at home in the States, and I'm also giving webinars at late hours so that it can be appropriate hours for, like, I don't want to be walking home from the co-working space at 12:30 at night by myself. So I like to do that from my home, and I still want the capacity. Now, this, I say it came from desire, but also came from need, because I have exchanged homes in the past where it was outrageously irritating to run my business from that particular home. You know, so I spent probably 20 times as long to do any single task when I was living in Ecuador as when I, you know, am at home in a decent office space. So it also came from the need to exchange, not just exchange homes, but to exchange homes that have the capacity that I need as a business person.
Which is really, really very key.
And it is very
one of the difference with Airbnb, for example.
Well, yes, we'll talk about that in just a second. Yeah. They have a couple of horror stories.
Oh, yes.
We'll be back to talk more with Linda and Barbara right after this. We'll be right back. And that was Eric Darius with Dare to Dream, which is what we're really talking about here, is dreaming a little bit. So Swap My Office emphasizes that it's a community of entrepreneurs and remote workers who exchange homes and or workspaces. How does it actually work?
Oh, how does it actually work? Okay, so you become a member. First thing you're asked to do is to create an account.
You go to your website.
Yes.
Which is?
swapmyoffice.com.
Okay.
Yes, thank you for that. And once you set up your account, you actually create your listing. And that means you go and fill out a form that says everything that you have. You know, I have a printer, I have a scanner, here's my Wi-Fi upload speed, etc. So you're filling out your profile of what you're offering. This is what my neighborhood is like, etc. And you add some photos. You want to make sure that people have nice photos. We have a little tutorial that we have on
how to take
making
pictures.
Photographs that are really, you know, that make your place look good. But look good, not look not like it is.
Okay.
Right. So then you would browse through the site and see what places are of interest to you and get in touch with those people. That's the key part here, is you get in touch with the people, you talk to them. We encourage people to, you know, if you're interested and the timing works out, to do an exchange. And I can talk about different kinds of exchanges, too, at some point. But you do an you decide you want to do an exchange. You can have them walk you through their house so that you actually see it in real time. You're actually developing a relationship. This is not a, I'm booking this place for this weekend. Right. It's a relationship that you're developing. They're going to be staying in your place at some point, maybe not exactly at the same time that you're in theirs, but at some point, and vice versa. So you are gauging how comfortable you feel with this person. You know, if I had funky vibes from somebody,
right.
I would say, sorry, I'm busy. It's not going to work out this time or whatever. So that's kind of the roadmap.
So ideally, it's two-part, I guess, in terms of being able to have an effective selling place where you're trying to sell, you know, that you would talk about, you know, this is what I have, the post office is three blocks away, the bus stop, the metro, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then the ability to engage with the person and see, do I really, you know, like them? Do I trust them? Do they have a good vibe about them?
Yeah.
Now, with that... you know, the obvious question is, you know, how do you guarantee the offered spaces will meet the requirements that you have in terms of Wi-Fi and space and business support tools and all that that the remote workers need? Yeah, somebody can put it up there and just say, oh, yeah, I got this. And, you know, the Wi-Fi is, you know, not, you know, fiber optic, you know, it may be ADSL or it may be, you know, barely above dial-up. How do you ensure and how do you maintain the quality control?
Here's how we think about it. We're creating a community of people who exchange amongst themselves. We have a Facebook group for them. We also have a review section on the site. So once they have had an exchange, they can review their swap partner. And we are providing this opportunity for them to get to know each other beforehand. So we're not going to be able to guarantee to use that specific word. We're going to rely on you to be a person who takes care of your own needs by getting in touch with them in advance. And of course, if you have a terrible experience, you're going to be letting people know about it. As business people, we want to protect our reputations even more, perhaps, than your average person. So we count on that. And the other thing is that we have an agreement that's a template that we give you. We offer our members as something that they may want to use and modify. So there are a variety of ways to sort of ensure and protect yourself. But we also really want to just acknowledge that life is an adventure. And every once in a while, maybe something funky happens. And what do you do as a business person? You get resourceful.
Right.
If you're having a simultaneous exchange, you would contact that person who's in your home while you're in their home, and you'd say, you know, the Wi-Fi is really just not happening.
Right.
What can I do about this? And they may say, oh, you know, that happens only for the first 30 minutes after it rains. Or they may say, here, let me contact my company, right? So it's about problem solving.
Okay. Now, with the Facebook page, and that's what, Facebook.com/.
Well, there is a, yeah, there's a Facebook page. I believe it's / swap my office.
Okay.
But also there's a private group for members.
Ah.
Yeah. So you get access to that private group once you become a member.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Now, so with that, do you have something in there like they do on booking.com that has reviews of the property and so that, you know.
That's on our website.
That's on the website.
Yeah.
Okay. So you, Joe Blow from the UK can say, oh, I use this space and whatever. And so, okay. So that's a good benefit from that standpoint.
And because we're a young business, we're not going to have a gazillion reviews on each property. Just be mindful of that. But yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, you talked about, you know, exchange issues there. Tell us about some of those.
Exchange issues?
You said that the other kinds of exchanges.
Yes. Yeah, no, I don't. Those aren't issues. They're just different ways of exchanging.
Okay.
It's really something that you can get creative with.
Okay.
Let's say, for example, you're not going to be gone from your house. You want to exchange with someone else in July. They're going to be gone, but you're not going to be gone for part of July. And you have a guest bedroom, so they can stay there while you're still there, and then you go to their place. Or you can be your property owner A, who's going to be in property owner B's place during the month of July, while property owner B is in property owner C's place.
Right.
Like, so there are different ways to do that. And exchanging has actually been around for forever. I remember back when it was done by paper catalog that was mailed to, can you believe that?
Yeah, I am.
So it's something that I have a friend who's exchanged literally more than 100 times. So people, sometimes it may be new to you. You just need to get your feet wet and have the experience. Other people have been doing this for years and they love the opportunity to do it in a little more of a business mindset.
Which is different.
Yeah.
It's very different. I think it requires, you know, the ability to change your mind around a little bit and open it up to a different kind of way of doing business.
Yes.
Now, where are you located right now? Where do you have properties and offices available?
Yeah, in more than 80 cities for now. Yeah.
Okay. How many countries?
Oh, I think 20?
20, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. So that there is a opportunity to really, you know, have a chance to really let your wanderlust, you know, go rampant, as it were.
Yeah.
Now, with the, is there any limit in terms of how long the exchange works? Shorter time, longer time, whatever?
No, the first time I exchanged with a fellow business person who actually was also a translator, interestingly, was in Italy, and I stayed there for just shy of 6 months.
Hmm.
And now, you know, you have to do the visa thing, get whatever you need to stay in a country for that long. But you could do it for a year. You could do it for a week. You could, you know, it's all dependent upon what you and your exchange partner agree on.
Okay.
Yeah. And in Europe, it's even easier.
Yes.
Because there's short distance.
Right.
From Paris to here or Milan to London.
Yeah,
so
it's not bad at all.
We have many possibilities here in Europe. I think we should take advantage of them.
Have you ever, you know, we're talking about your business, we'll probably talk about that a little bit more too, but I think the whole thing is that this is really, as we said earlier, it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a lifestyle.
It's a mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We're not trying to convince anybody that it's good to work remotely and stuff. We are just giving an opportunity to those people who are already working in this way.
Or who want to try to stretch their mind a little bit more and try it. Yeah.
It was a really exciting but also a little scary proposition the first time I went to another country for an extended period of time and lived there. And, you know, God, I was not living even in a place that had expats. So I was in a little community about an hour and a half northwest of Rome. And, you know, that was a slightly spooky but really thrilling experience, and it was profound in terms of what it did for me in my life.
Well, I think the whole thing is that it stretches your imagination, it stretches your mind, it shows you a opportunity of what you can do. as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually ended up incorporating my experience there into everything I did in my business.
Hmm.
And got even more traction, more visibility because of that. So it has such immense possibility.
I think so.
Yeah, and nowadays people like sharing. We share everything. Mm-hmm. And if I think about BlaBlaCar, for example,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have a stranger driving and I'm in that car. So I'm not putting my life on a risk, but do I really know that driver? Do I really know that person? And I put in my life there.
Mm.
When you swap your house, you're just there, you're doing things, but it's not dangerous. So there's no kind of danger
right.
in swapping. You right. may find a nice person, a less nicer person, but it's not dangerous.
Mm.
Yeah.
And always think that when you are at their house, they are in yours. So
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to 106.9 FM, Radio Canal Barcelona, English Radio Thursday. We'll be back with our guest right after this.
Just the way you want me to, but I'm ready to learn. Yes, I'm ready to learn to fall in love, to fall in love, to fall in love, right. To make you understand, oh, but I'm ready to learn. Yes, I'm ready to learn to hold your hand, make you understand. Yes, I'm ready to fall in love, to fall in love, to fall in love, right now. Oh,
are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. To kiss you, to love you, to hold you.
And that was Jeffrey Osborne with Yes, I'm Ready. Now, if some of our listeners, pardon me, this morning is difficult, long nights. Anyway, if they like what they've heard so far and they're ready to join, how do they get in contact with you, Barbara, since, you know, you're the point person here in Spain?
Okay. By email or by phone. We will soon have Spanish number as well. Instagram, Facebook. So they by emails and phone.
Okay, but initially they can go to the website and get Absolutely. The basic information there.
Yeah.
Which is key. Now, you guys have talked about, you know, doing webinars and all of that. Are you going to be doing something here in Barcelona?
Webinars are online, so okay. We run webinars from all over the world.
Okay, yeah. But when I say webinars, obviously, but things like, you know, meetup groups or site meetings in terms of kind of help people understand the concept and be able to get them to sign up from that standpoint.
We will do that as well, but we will work online. Okay. Mainly, because really our target is anybody in the world. So the time we spend talking to people, we want to spread it as much as possible. So not just to a local community.
Okay. Now, you talked about the fact that you're in 80 cities and about 20 countries already. How are you going to grow the business?
You're so cute.
Well, people will do that.
People
will do that.
You need a strategy.
Yes, you do.
You need some plans. So our plans are twofold. One is we will be doing webinars to a variety of partners. I have worked in the remote workers, mostly in the coaching and consulting industries for many years with another of my businesses. Mm. And so I have a lot of connections there. So I'll be presenting or asking them to email to their audience and send them to this exciting new webinar that's going to describe, you know, a new way of working and right. some opportunities and really help people understand the concept, because most people haven't even really heard of that.
No.
It's very new. So we want to educate. That's the main thing in that branch. And then in addition to that, we are going to be doing things like what we're doing here this morning and talking with you, helping people to understand what we do by virtue of being on radio and in magazines and in newspapers and whatnot. We're going to be slowly rolling different countries one at a time. So we'll have a two-pronged effort. One is to address people's lists of audiences, and I happen to know that they are all global audiences. Mm-hmm. So we'll be reaching around the world at the same time focusing on our public relations efforts and getting the word out in those ways. And plus social media, you know, the normal stuff.
Right, yeah. Yes, right.
The entrepreneurs groups, our
freelance groups, yeah.
Get target, yeah.
Well, I think the whole thing is that you've got a couple of different targets we kind of talked about earlier, but, you know, part of it is that you're looking to emphasize the aspect of travel while you're able to work in an appropriately suitable environment. Who's your target audience? I mean, what kind of customer are you looking to attract?
I would say there are people who already have that spark of desire to travel and to you know, this phrase laptop lifestyle has been around a little bit, but I think a lot more people are getting exposed to the possibility for themselves personally. And so it's people who have that somewhere inside and are looking for the right chance and opportunity. One of the other things that I do works with people in the age range of 40 and above, who oftentimes have a little more freedom and flexibility. Their children are grown and gone often. But with swapping, exchanging homes and offices, you could take your entire family with you for a big experience for the whole family. Let's say you want to spend the summer in Europe. You spend 1 month in Paris and 1 month in Rome. I mean, however you want to arrange it for yourself. Or you do it in a small community that happens to have one of our members living in, you know, so there's so many possibilities for how this can work. And it's not just for you and your benefit. It could be for your children's benefit. Yeah. It could be for your maybe you have a team of people and you do it as a team. You know, like there's just so many possibilities.
Well, I like the idea. I think because the whole thing, if you can get a family involved in this, you know, especially driven around the acculturation of your children, then it becomes even more of a factor. I think, you know, the thing that's interesting, if you'd have, in fact, I have a friend, you know, a couple of friends who are at the point of their kids getting ready to go off to college. And they're saying, oh, he's going to be, you know, 1,000 miles away. No, it doesn't have to be.
True.
You could go and you could spend the year, you know, with them in the city, and then you have a continuation of the family building.
Yes,
in a different
I
kind
love
of
that idea. I do.
Yeah, and we put forward many options, home plus home office, home plus outside office, or outside office only. So it just depends on the entrepreneur, on the freelancer, if they want a more formal thing or a more informal thing. I'm a photographer. I want to swap a house and stuff and be really free. I don't need to meet anybody else. So I just swap a house. Instead, an entrepreneur, a business person working in another sector, maybe financial or an attorney or anybody else, wants to work from a more formal place. Like, I want to work from an office. I don't want to work from a cafeteria. I don't want to work from the whole of a hotel. I want to work from an office. So I swap office, and then I meet other colleagues. I make connections. It's a very good networking.
It is. I think that the whole thing that,
just depends according to the freelancer preference. And yeah, it's really up to what you're looking for at that moment.
Okay. Well, I think the idea that you do have that ability to customize the offerings.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, just office for office or home office for home office or home
you
outside
may
office.
You not want to share, I mean, to stay in another person's flat. So you just swap office.
Offices, yeah.
So,
but I think the fact that, you know, it also could induce that other market is the idea that really, you know, there is no cost. You're not paying for a hotel.
Right. You just pay the membership fee.
Yeah. You're paying the membership fee. You pay your transportation cost to get there.
Yeah. And then
and
that's
then,
it.
And then, you know,
that's the other thing that makes for such an awesome opportunity.
Business. Yeah. You're running your business, but at the same time, you're living as a local.
Right.
So it's an added experience. It's an added value.
I think it's great because, in effect, you know, you're not, it's not costing you any more money because, you know, your home and office are already factored into your monthly costs.
Right.
And the other person is already factored into their costs. So all you're doing is paying it to get there.
Exactly.
And then being able to
have to eat. So you eat.
Right.
Yeah.
You travel. Maybe in a city like Barcelona, you take subways and buses.
Right.
But in your home, you drive your car. But you still have transportation costs, right?
Right. So I think that's a very interesting thing to be able to start talking to people about and being able to really give them the opportunity to enhance their lives.
And to network among them as well.
Yeah. Now, with that, you know, you talk about the network. You know, in each of these cities, you obviously have more than one person. So do you have ways of connecting the people, you know, once they go into Madrid and they maybe go to one person's place to stay there and work from there, but say, hey, here are five other people who also are part of the network in Madrid that you could reach out to have someone who can be able to provide.
I think you certainly could, but I think it's more about the person that you're exchanging with and tapping into their network, which may or may not include other people that are members on the site. So if I'm in Barcelona and my laptop craps out, do you have a good
IT guy?
Right, exactly. What about you know, your favorite restaurants? You're really tapping into the like last night, Barbara. I tap into Barbara's networks all the time when I'm here. And last night, she sent me to the American, well, you didn't send me there. You showed me the opportunity.
The American Society of Barcelona.
Exactly. Yeah. I went to their little mixer, met some really interesting people. So that's an awesome opportunity. That's that, again, that sort of getting to know people in other places of the world face to face, and not just we can do that right now easily over social media and email and stuff like that. But to really get that feeling, it's fantastic.
It's not bad. I kind of like it.
Fantastico.
We'll be back with some closing comments right after this.
If you believe within your heart, you know that no one can change the path that you must go. What you feel and know you're right, because the time will come around when you'll say it's yours. Believe that you can go home.
That was the great Lena Horne with Believe in Yourself. You know, with the economy in Catalonia, it's very strong. We still have a very high unemployment rate that's limiting the overall growth potential. Do you see Swap My Office offering a career transition opportunity for young people just out of college?
As in working for us?
Well, no, well, that's one thing. But also just being able to have the ability to go where a job is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, it makes everything more fluid, more mobile, more open, more wide open to you.
Mm. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, since you brought it up, working for you, are there job opportunities? Are there job opportunities with
Not
Swap
yet.
Market?
Okay. Not yet.
Well, assuming that they are, I'm sure you have a business plan, you've thought about this.
Yes.
You know, what do you think, what are you going to need in the way of people to be able to fulfill the mission that you set out to?
Okay, I'm going to really tell on myself here. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I know is really, really important that I'm not going to have any interest in doing is social media. And that's because of my age, and it's just not my interest. So we'll definitely have people doing that. We already do have people doing that, right?
I was going to say, it's not necessarily your age. You know, it'll go with your interest.
It's true. Okay. It's true. I just find that more people of my age range are a little more baffled by, you know, that idea.
Actually, the age group over 60 is the fastest growing group of internet users.
But they don't use it for business necessarily.
Well, maybe at 60 they're not doing so much business anymore.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly administrative work, I think. And then we'll have people who are going to be ambassadors in certain areas, you know, who can carry the word to their local spots. And
which is great.
It may not be a formal position or anything, but you know, that's what happens when you grow these kinds of communities. We're at the beginning stages, and it's exciting to see what's possible. But we definitely know that it's a people-to-people kind of experience.
Yeah, again, It just depends on people. Mm-hmm. If they like swap my office, we will have more work. So right. More jobs, more opportunity.
Right.
And everything.
Well, now I'm going to ask you both the same question. Now, if you had to give an elevator pitch to someone to join the Swap My Office community, how would it go?
I would say, imagine your office right now, four walls of your office, and now imagine yourself walking down the streets of Rome. Which would you rather work from, Rome or home? And Swap My Office gives you the opportunity to live and work in places all around the world for almost free. All you need to be is a member, and you can exchange with other like-minded people all around the globe.
Yeah, or you have always been sold out as a freelancer. Your profession is boring. You are on your own. Oh, poor guy, poor girl. Okay, send them a picture on your own with your laptop and from the seaside.
Which is not so bad. Which is not a bad idea. I think it's a very, very interesting concept. I think you guys are really out there and on a leading edge of making something happen, which could be very interesting.
I think it will be interesting.
I think it's no question about it. Yeah. Now, again, if our listeners want to get more information, where can they find it?
Swapmyoffice.com.
And you said you're on Instagram and
Facebook.
Facebook and Twitter.
Twitter as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And yeah, everyone wins when the perspective is global.
Absolutely.
So let's go global, guys.
No, I think it's fantastic. I'm thinking again that I'm going to try to find a way to plug into the system.
Sweet.
Can work out, you know. I guess it gets over my reluctance to open my home to other people, but that's, you know, we can work around that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can open your office, not just your home.
Well, my office is in my home. Uh-huh. So that's the only thing that's a limiting factor. But anyway, we thank you for coming today. Thank you for informing us about what's happening with swapmyoffice.com, and we're going to be looking at you further to see where you guys go with this whole thing.
Sweet. Thanks so much for having us. Good.
We're going to leave you guys today with a song by Nick Cuda that kind of captures a special feeling of being blue in Spain. Have a great one, Barcelona. See you next week. Thank you.